troubled US bank First Republic has been seized by regulators and most of its assets sold to the banking giant JP Morgan Chase & Company. It's the third US financial institution to fail in 2 months. The deal will see the banking giant take $173 billion of loans, $30 billion of securities and assume $92 billion of deposits of the failed lender. Peter Brown is MD with Bagot Investment Partners and he's with us now. Peter Brown, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today. Why did this bank fail?
Well, so what's happening here, Gavin, is, you know, we've had Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and now First Republic Bank. So what it really is a symptom of is the fast rise in interest rates that we've seen in the United States has caused, you know, a fall in the housing market. But it's also caused a lot of bond holdings in these banks to be very negative. What really kind of puts these banks into the same category is that they've got very high net worth individuals, and very high net worth individuals can move money out of banks very, very fast, and that's what's happened here. So there is worries about these banks, how they've managed their interest rate risk. They've got, in terms of how big the losses on their mortgages are, how big the losses on their bonds are, and that's caused the run on these banks. Now, we have to say that the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC in the US, have been very quick to come in on these banks and bail them out. Now, they've bailed out depositors. They haven't bailed out bondholders or shareholders, but depositors have been the ones that have been protected here. And that really is a theme. And then the likes of JP Morgan brought in to buy these institutions out.
So unlike here, deposit holders are protected, but bondholders aren't.
Yes, so kind of that's the I mean, unlike the bailouts we saw in the financial crisis in 2008-2009, what seems to be the method here is to go straight in and make sure the depositors are whole and support them, but bondholders get a hit. And I think that's very, very, helpful for anyone who's got deposits to realize that that is the model. So there's no risk, really, in the banking system.
Having a little bit of trouble with your line there, Peter. I'll stick with it for just a moment. What does this mean for money here, for the knock-on effect, for example, on interest rates and inflation this side of the Atlantic?
Well, the issue here is that the rise in interest rates, now the Federal Reserve,
And I'm afraid we're having a bit of difficulty with Peter's line. We'll try to get back to Peter if we can, but let's move on to